Don't lose my show.
Stay a while. Stay forever.
This is The Boob Show, episode 296 for Monday, July 26th, 2021. Everybody, welcome back to The Boob Show. I'm Scott, and there's Brian Dunaway over there with his, what is that, a joystick? What do we got there?
That's a joystick. It came with the C64 joystick that came with the little mini C64.
Hold on a minute. So the guts of the computer or of the C64 part of it are not in the controller. That's a separate piece, right?
Yeah, no. They did do a C64 controller, the single thing at one point in time. Hold on a sec. I'll show you the little Commodore 64.
Let me see what you got. Let's see this thing. I wanted one, and then I held off on getting it, and I can't remember what the problem was. Was it price? No. Maybe. Maybe it was expensive.
It was $64. So what it is, it's like, look at that little guy.
His little bitty.
Can you, the keyboard not usable or no?
No, keyboard is not usable. That's just for looks.
I love it. I want one. Gosh dang it.
It's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool little thing.
Dude, let's do each other. Let's do a game will for each other and any of the cool stuff each other has, we'll promise to each other if we die early.
Totally. What? Yeah. No, bad idea, because then you'll try to kill me.
No, I've watched enough
of Forensic Files to know better than that.
I don't have any power to have anyone off you. No one's doing those jobs.
Next thing I know, there'll be antifreeze in my Coca-Colas.
Yeah, Coca-Cola no coffee you got there. All right. Well, that's very cool. I want one of those. I don't have one of those. I have a SNES Mini, a NES Mini.
Well, maybe you'll get one because it just so happens I have two.
How'd you get two?
Well, my dad bought me one when they first came out for my birthday because I said, hey, dude, that'd be cool. And then... one of our friends on the network sent me to it. I don't want to say who it is just in case, but I appreciate it.
Well, what you'll do is you'll keep the one he sent you, and then you'll forward your dad's because your dad don't care.
Right. Yeah. Well, actually, I'm going to send this one because the person who sent me this also sent me a RetroPie, which is what I was really excited about.
Yeah.
And but they also sent me this, and I'm like, oh, I already got one. And I'm like, that's cool. Maybe I could put it somewhere on display, but I'd rather send it to Scott and let him play with it.
This has all worked out in my favor. This is amazing. All right.
Absolutely.
We got a bunch to do today. We're going to talk about all of it. I did want to mention that even though I'm not going to review it here, it's not really the kind of game we cover. I've been playing a Chinese MMO, which I do once in a while. I'll fiddle around with Asian market MMOs, specifically South Korean MMOs. Often they are from South Korea, but sometimes Chinese. And most of the time I do it because I just think they're weird, and I'll do it on mobile, PC, whatever. I just trying to see what people are making, and they crack me up, especially translation stuff is real bad sometimes. And this is no different. This game has terrible localization, terrible, really, really bad.
Right. But
I found a game with like a pretty good game underneath, and I am a little shocked by it. Also, the music's amazing. But I've been playing this game that I'll talk about on the Instance and Core this week, probably a little bit more. So if you're
going to give us like a tease of the name of the game,
I'll tell you the name. It's called Swords of Legends. Yeah, it sounds like a name generator. Oh. I know. It sounds like a name generator.
Yeah, I think I've actually loaded this up. I think
you should try it out. So it's $39 on Steam. There's no subscription. You just install it and play it.
I know this is not what and, I thought it was.
It's pretty good. Like gameplay wise,
pretty cool, man.
Gameplay wise, it's nice. Graphics are nice. The music's amazing. I don't know. They got this amazing, like ancient Chinese score type stuff because it's all based on some ancient Chinese mythology plus some fantasy.
I can't hear you say ancient Chinese insert anything without going ancent Chinese secret. I just can't do it. I was growing up. I grew up during that. Yeah.
You grew up in the 80s with me. I feel it. I feel you.
I just can't hear anything else.
No, I know. I did the same thing the other day with somebody. I can't remember what it was, but maybe it was today even on TMS or some other place on the show it came up. But the housing is really cool in it. The end game is like rad. The leveling is weird because, again, the translation on everything is terrible. I really don't know what's happening. I don't know what I'm supposed to freaking do. But I'll go into depth on this a little bit more on Thursday and Friday. If you guys want to hear about that, check out those shows. But I guess once in a while, I'm just happy to find one that isn't just a curiosity and actually has a little meat to it.
Right.
This game has some meat to it.
Looks pretty good.
Combat's really good, too. And it's beautiful. The graphics are blowing my mind. I mean, your mileage may vary. Also plays really well on NVIDIA's GeForce Now service. Oh, works really good on there.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's
I always like it.
And Steam... Steam is telling me right now that is this game relevant to you? Well, if you liked the Elder Scrolls Online and Star Trek Online, this game is for you. I think you're painting with a pretty wide brush. Oh, yeah,
that's just
Steam.
Them saying, hey, do you like MMOs? Cool, that's one of the
things. Yeah, pretty much. There you go.
Yeah, it's cool. And it doesn't feel riddled with micros at all. In fact, it's just got a little separate store, cash store. If you want to go use it, you can use it, but you can ignore it entirely if you want.
And that's what I like.
Just surprised.
Don't be up in my face with your transactions.
Tons of PvP, tons of PvE, dungeons, all sorts of endgame stuff that's like actually kind of compelling and fun. But don't expect to go in here and understand what the frick the story's trying to do. Holy shit. Seriously.
It's beautiful.
It's here. Can I play you a little dialogue? I found a guy. I wasn't going to do this. I'm going to play it here because I am going to play it on other shows later in the week. But I found this. I ran into an NPC who I swear sounds like Stephen Colbert. Okay?
Oh, okay.
He's this very fantastical character, beautiful flowing hair, amazing costuming, and just a beautiful weaponry and all this. Just a really nice look to it. By the way, this is not one of those Asian MMOs where everyone's naked. It's not one of those. Oh, also, China has stricter stuff than Korea on that sort of thing. But anyway, you got to hear this voice. You tell me this doesn't sound like him, okay?
Luna Dew rocks.
That's a lady. Hold on. Let me skip ahead. All right. Here we go.
Just like him.
I'm going to walk. Okay. So I'm walking over to an NPC here. Here we go.
Press F to talk to the character.
Greetings. I'm Hao Tsung, a Moist from the Valley of 100 Grasses.
Tell me that doesn't sound like Stephen Colbert.
Yeah. That's a very Colbert.
And he looks like, there's no way that guy should be talking like that. If you see his face, you're like, oh my gosh, you guys are terrible. But also none of it makes sense. They say things like, ah, you have come, but when have you come? Are you coming now? Like just a lot of really bad translation. It's so bad. But I love that stuff in a cheeseball way. So I'm enjoying that.
Right.
And the actual game is pretty good.
Swords of Legend. Now, SOL, you're SOL.
There's a whole other sword of legend where if you hold it aloft and you say some magic words, you become He-Man. And
you get the power.
You do. And you watched all that new He-Man business, Masters of the Universe, on Netflix.
Dude.
How'd you like it, by the way?
I consumed all the Masters of the Universe on Netflix, which is only 5 episodes, about 25 minutes each. It's Masters of the Universe, not He-Man. Masters of the Universe, be prepared. I really liked it. Now their critical reviews are pretty good, but if you want to see the review bombing, just go ahead and see what the fanboys have to say about it. But I personally enjoyed the crap out of it and want to see more, and has inspired me to go back and watch all 130 episodes. Is that right?
That's
of the
lot.
Original series. Only 3 seasons, I believe, if I remember my He-Man lore correctly. But there
130 episodes, but it's all taken from 50. The same 6 seconds of animation. So good luck on that.
Right. So there's 50. So there, well, this is more of a, I think I'm going to enjoy this because I'm not going to watch it like directly. I'm not going to watch every frame. It's going to be more like I'm going to turn it on and I'm going to listen to it and I'm going to hear all the bad dialogue and some of the actually pretty impressive world building, I think, is kind of... I didn't realize until I started really watching Masters of the Universe, the most recent one, the amount of lore that Mattel has kept in the bank about all the He-Man stuff.
Well, some of it's new. Like, you know, Kevin Smith was tasked with creating a much broader take on the characters.
Yeah, but it's all like, you know, yeah, he took some liberties with situations, but locations and characters... all same. It's a continuation. It's not a reboot. It's a continuation of the story. So just a different focus.
Yeah.
On different areas.
Look at this right here.
All that stuff was already there.
Check this right here.
I don't think I feel well.
I think you're feeling the...
Whoops, hold on.
I don't think I feel well.
Well, I think you're feeling the Christmas spirit, Skeletor. It makes you feel good.
So there's a little something we can learn from He-Man and his friends.
Yeah. But it made me realize when I was watching all of this and I was like, I'm going to do a deep dive on He-Man. I was like, is there any video games from He-Man?
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of crap over the years, like maybe even 8 or 9 Masters of the Universe He-Man related things, all the way back from the Atari 2600 to your Android and your iOS.
Yeah, the first one was called Masters of the Universe, The Power of He-Man on the 2600 and in television. No memory of that at all. I don't remember this at all.
No. I looked at it. It looks like it's like a cross between like Overworld ET with some Defender going on. It's interesting.
Can you tell me? Okay, so there's a bunch of these that make sense. Power of Grayscale, GBA. Defender of Grayscale, PS2. Castle Grayscale Stage on Mugen, which was just kind of a throw in there. Here's another one. He-Man, this is 2012, the most powerful game in the universe, iOS and Android. Can I ask you what Tappers of Grayskull is? The hell is that?
Oh, this came out in 2016, and I mean, wasn't Simpsons Tapped Out and all those games just in it, you know, that was the height of all that stuff, right?
Was that what this is? Is like one of those games?
Yeah, it's Tappers of Grayskull, and I looked to see if it was still available, because it was 2016. It was available for the iOS and for Android. It is still available, I believe, on Facebook Gaming or something. I didn't actually dig into it, but yeah, you're just tapping stuff and collecting coins and, you know, just, you know, leveling up stuff.
I'm looking this up just to see if there's.
It's got, like, it's got like a chibi art to it, you know?
Yeah, it looks like it's more of a clicker than a tapper,
right,
which sounds insignificant,
just as bad,
just as bad. Yeah, but I don't remember this at all. Oh yeah, this is exactly what it's a clicker. So it's just He-Man fights, keeps fighting, you upgrade his shit, and at first you're tapping.
I love it.
Yeah, that's what
this is.
Look at
how much of trash that is. I love it.
This is one of those, man. I mean, jeez, I can't believe this exists. All right, He-Man making a comeback. And if you don't remember those games, well, they're all out there in internet land if you want to go try to track one down. Good luck to you. All right.
Good luck.
Let's do this. Time for us to dig deep into this week's upcoming and new releases. Real quick, though, mention that over on the Reddit page, boopshow.reddit.com, there's a really cool discussion going on right now about the Opera GX browser. And
yes,
stuff like that. What? Why using Game Studio 2? They're making. How does this work? Explain this discussion to me, because it's kind of freaking me out.
Okay, Opera GX. If you're not aware of it, it is a gamer's browser. Basically, is Opera, but it's got a focus on gaming. So when you launch it, it'll show you stuff about upcoming games. I use this all the time to see what's upcoming for myself. But they're also doing a game jam where they're offering money, and it's all tied in with Game Maker Studio. They'll be revealing a mystery theme on July the 29th. What's the day? The 26th. So in a couple of days, they'll be revealing in 2 days this mystery theme. And then you'll have a couple of weeks to make this game that will be that will pop up every time you know, you go to a no internet page. So like if you go somewhere and there's no internet, it'll shop, it'll throw up this little game. Kind of like, you know, like Google Games and stuff. You know how you sometimes Google will do little little
interactive stuff. Yeah. HTML5 stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
But this is great news for indie game makers who a lot there's, you know, it's a pretty big group of people that make Game Maker Studio use that, make these little small indie games.
Sure.
Grand prize is $10,000. $10,000. Runner up $7,000. Third place $3,000. Might get your little indie, you know, your little indie dreams off the ground.
Man, I need to have a sugar daddy money person. I do all kinds of fun giveaways that are in the $10,000 range. That'd be
give
awesome.
Us the money.
Give me your free money. Anyway, that's nice. I didn't know they made a browser that's based around gaming. I would love to see what that actually looks like. Really optimized stuff and all that. That'd be cool.
And they just released the iOS version as well. So now you can also use it on your iPhone. And I do.
Yeah.
Opera EX. But it's really good because it's got a release calendar. Like you bring it up and it's got like the start page. It's got a release calendar. If you can configure that so it has the latest gaming news, like the stuff that you want to do. So yeah, I like Opera GX. It's been, you know, it's a Chromium based browser. No new little tricks or nothing there. Just it's kind of
so it works like your standard browser, but it sounds like there's optimizations for like someone's playing a lot of Minecraft on here. It looks like
yes,
arts and crafts, game devs, 3D art. What is this, like Twitch? What are they doing here?
What are you even doing right now? I don't even know where you're at. 3D art, what is that?
I don't know what they're doing.
I don't even know where you got to. How'd you get there?
I just clicked a button and bam, I got 5 viruses and 3 malwares. All right. Anyway, let's move on to what's coming out. We got a game for all you Nazi haters.
Yeah.
There's a hot new game called Heal Hitler. I don't know.
Not if, Heil Hitler, heal him.
Heal Hitler, yeah.
Just repair him.
So people know I'm not, you know, misspelling that or missaying it. It is actually Heal Hitler. You take the role on as a psychoanalyst. The game takes place in your office where you diagnose your new client, Mr. Adolf Hitler. You will use both Freudian and Jungian concepts to diagnose his complexes. He comes to you with a problem. He claims that he has some anger issues. You will be using these techniques to try to find out the source of his trauma and to help him be not so Hitler-y. It sounds like is the idea.
So it's a different take, right? I mean, there's always that discussion that we have in popular culture. What would you kill baby Hitler?
Right.
So this is kind of like, you know, this sounds like this developer took it from a little different angle, said, hey, what happened if you were able to fix Hitler before he became
Yeah, exactly. What if you fixed all of Hitler's problems before he became the horrible nightmare that he was? I see.
So instead of saying, how could we fix the past, go kill baby Hitler, or the much more controversial idea of, hey, let's see if we could heal Hitler, and then maybe we'll heal ourselves in the process.
Mm. What it sounds to me is like they found a word that is almost like Heil, and it's funnier. So now they made a game around it, is my thinking.
That might be more. But I don't know. The developer, you know, he's really standing his ground, saying, you know, his lineage is part of the people who were, you know, persecuted by Hitler, and he's, I guess he's trying to find a way. Now he's got to take creators at their word.
I don't think he's doing anything weird. I just think he.
Yeah,
think
we could speculate, but you know,
it's just art. Art is good. Go for it. Yeah. I'll be happy to see what you try to come up with. If the game's any good is a whole other question. But
right. And how much is it? Like it's like 10% off right now. I think it's like $4.49 to find out if you're a Nazi or not.
The chat room reminds me he only had one testicle. So is there a mini game in here where you could just flick his one testicle real hard over and over?
Like interesting. I did not know. That sounds like some FUD right there. You only had one testicle. It may be accurate, but it just feels.
Talk about your He-Man clicker. Bing, 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 bing. Get some gold every time you flick him in the nut.
Right.
I don't care if he really had only one testicle or not, chat room. The important part is flicking it, okay? That's the important part. All right.
Right.
Also, we got The Ascent. I cannot wait for this. The Ascent comes out on June 29th, or July 29th, rather. That's still this month. And The Ascent is high on my list of anticipated games. I'm very excited about this thing. It's coming to Game Pass on day one, as well as other places. So you can get it on the Windows Store, Steam, all that. Consoles as well, I believe, including Xbox Series X and S.
Right. Correct.
But only X and S, I think.
Probably going to be optimized. What's it now?
I don't think PS4 and... Or PS4 and Xbox
One. No. This is more... I've noticed this more and more lately that... I don't know if Microsoft is going, we're going to do it on the Xbox and we're also going to do it on the PC, part of our Game Pass. But, you know, we're not going to stop the developer from releasing the Steam. But I think there are maybe a little bit more deals made where they're like, don't go to Switch or PS4.
Well, I think I don't think they have too many rules as long as it's not their own studios. If it's their own studios,
But right.
Like third parties, they can go wherever they want. It's just if they have Game Pass. Why would you buy it somewhere else? Like, you know, I'd still, as a consumer, I'm going to get it where it makes the most financial sense. And that's a good place for it. It looks really awesome though. This game is just beautiful. Top down, three quarter view looking co-op, cyberpunky looking ass thing.
Yes.
Looks real good. And the soundtrack sounds insane. It's totally my
look
jam.
How cool that looks. Look how bad this got badassery.
Big time badassery. And just the effects and the environmental stuff all looks amazing. Yeah. It looks really
good.
Look
at all that smoke. I mean, sure, you get fire and stuff. This has got like smoke and sparks coming. Oh, it looks so freaking good. It's going to come out this Thursday, the 29th. So pretty excited about that.
I'll be playing that.
I wonder if I can preload it.
Maybe
my place. I'm gonna find out right now. I'm gonna bring up my Xbox. I'm gonna see if I can preload it. So that when it comes,
I think
out,
you know what? I know you can. I did it. I'm being.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I'm being dumb here. I did this already. I forgot I did it. Yes, I preloaded it. You can totally do that. PC also. So.
Dude.
I would assume if you bought the Steam version, you could probably preload that. If not now, then soon. Eldest Souls also coming on July 29th. Big day that day. This is a fast paced and brutally challenging game called Eldest Souls. It's a unique boss rush Souls-like experience. In a final act of vengeance, the old gods have unleashed the great desolation upon the world. Mankind's only hope is a lone warrior, and that's you. And you're
He-Man?
You got, no, not He-Man. He-Man can eat it. He can eat a wiener. It sounds good. I'm not really Souls-likey in my tastes, but I really like the style of this, so it may change my mind. I don't know. I played a game that's a lot like this, actually, this week, which we'll talk about.
Now, I'm like you. I'm like if it's a serious, deep Souls-like, where it's like, oh, they really try to lean into, you know, the difficulty based on the animation, you know, completions and that kind of stuff, and that, then I'm like, this is too pure. I can't take the pure Souls-like, but if it's like Souls-like, I'm good with it.
Yeah, me too. It looks neat. So more on that when it comes out. Eldest Soul comes out on the 29th on Xbox, PS, PlayStation, rather, Windows, Steam, and Switch. That is not
everything, Game essentially.
Pass. Is that Game Pass or is it Game Pass?
I don't think that one's on Game Pass. I could be incorrect, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't think it is. That's okay, though. Doesn't have to be. Okay, let's get to my game.
Doesn't have to be. It's just what I like.
It's what I like.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I like to spend less, man. Spend less, play more. All right, my game of the week. The game I played. Kind of a Souls-like, but not really. But kind of. And it's made by people who know how to make Souls-likes. This is the same developer, Acid Nerve.
Oh, yeah.
Who are famous for making Titan Souls. Even had the word Souls in it. It was kind of a 2D top-down Souls type experience, and it was very true to that experience. So if you like Souls-likes, you probably really like that game.
Titan Souls, you was right.
That is not this. This is a game called Death's Door. My first seeing and hearing about it was at E3, or during E3. They showed it off in one of the video compilations, and I remember going, oh, I need to remember this one, because look at that bird. Like, this bird is doing cool shit. I want to be this bird.
Is he a raven or a crow?
He's a crow. He's a crow. Okay. And he's got only one real problem, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of crowness. He can't fly. He can't fly. He just can't fly.
It's the one thing he should be able to do, but he can't.
No,
but it looks like he's walking around with like a bow and arrow.
Yeah, he's got a magic bow and arrow, a magic sword. The bow and arrow kind of just...
So he's pretty much Link.
He's Link, sort of. Yeah. In a lot of ways, this game is a lot like that. In fact, I'm going to give you a number of comparisons here. There is a Souls-like quality to it, meaning things are hard, not impossible, but hard. And if you die, you're going to have to go back a ways. Now, you don't lose a ton of progression. A lot of the stuff you already did is already clear. And you open up a lot of... We talked about this last week, I think. You open up a lot of shortcuts in between your last runs and things like that, so that... Next time you got to go there, it doesn't take you as long, for example. So those elements are there. There is definitely exploration and puzzle stuff a la Zelda stuff here, for sure. Very Zelda-like in a lot of ways. And I don't know what else to compare it to. It's like, I don't even know. I don't know what the other third or fourth thing is. Maybe a little Diablo. What really wins me over with it, though, is the... Control is really tight. The gameplay is really good. The pacing is really good. But my main thing is the vibe, the environments, the look, and this damn crow are so great. It's such a great art style that it just is endearing immediately.
I think we talked about this just for a minute last week. Like, what is our favorite
anthropomorphic? You mean
the animal? Yeah.
Anthropomorphic.
Anthropomorphic.
Yeah,
I can't say. Well, I'm not gonna try.
This is a new favorite for me. Now the thing is, they kind of play it pretty straight. That crow doesn't seem like a human at all. It seems like a crow that can use a sword. That's the only human aspect, really. When he's running around, he looks like a freaking crow. And when he's listening to other NPCs in the game tell him things, he's like, you know, when people animate like pigeons, their heads tilt really fast and twitch all over the place. That's what this crow is doing the whole time he's listening. He never says anything. He's voiceless. And I think it's perfect the way they've done it, because I want this crow to be just kind of, you know, kind of Gordon Freeman-like, in that you never hear from him directly, but he's doing some great work, you know?
Does he ever just like in the middle of a conversation just go,
ah! No, he never just like, he never caws for no reason, which is probably a good thing in the end. But he does die. you die a lot.
Oh.
The game's hard. It's they're definitely not holding back on some of the difficulty. It could be harder, I think, but that's actually what won me over and made me not worry about the Souls-like aspects too much, because while it is hard, it's not overly punishing. I feel like I do get shit done. And even when I've failed a bunch, it's satisfying to not fail the fifth time or whatever. So there's a good balance there. And the other game I was going to mention, I almost forgot. Do you remember, it's the Metroidvania game everyone loved with this little skull bug guy. Oh, geez.
Skull bug.
Why can't I think of it? Skull Boy does math.
Yeah, Skull. No, it's, just, it's not. Yeah, it's called Skull. It's called Skull.
No, not Skull. Different game. Not Hollow Knight.
Oh, it's not Hollow that Knight. One. Hollow Knight. Hollow Knight.
Some Hollow Knight stuff going on in here as well. Just like stuff you rescue and just the way some of that's handled. Plus, you know, a big open world like this, even though it's not 2D, it's definitely got like, oh, that door's cool. Oh, I can't go in there for a while. I'll bet I come back here. That's very, very Metroidvania. Anyway. Just weird ass characters, very strange vibe. Everything about it's weird. It's a very cool thing, and I cannot recommend it enough. I think it might be.
And this is Death's Door?
Death's Door. This might be, it's easily one of the best games of the year so far. Like, there's no question about this. Yeah. This is published by Devolver Digital. They make a lot of weird shit. This is one of those. It's currently $20, $19.99 on Steam. It's also on Steam and consoles, but I don't know how much it is. I assume it. Or no, consoles, I don't know. I assume it's 19 everywhere, probably.
Devolver does a good job of curation. They really do some really, they really, you know, pick some winners. And it seems like it must support their developers pretty well.
90% of the time, if I'm playing a Devolver game, I like it.
Right. Yeah, you know you're going to like it, most likely.
Yeah, they rarely
make. But what makes me sad is I can never get any of their game codes off Keymailer, because they apparently don't do that. You have to contact them.
Yeah, they don't do any of that.
And I don't have that kind of time to manage.
No, who are you? You're not that guy.
Who am I? I'm not that guy. I'm just lucky to be playing games.
So chat room's reminding me that this is like a two-man dev team, and it's the same guys that did Titan Souls. And again, they're, you know, I'm blown away by how small a team can pull off such an epic game. I only have two complaints. My cons: no map in this thing of any kind. Not even something you unlock or improve or get like down the road. Yeah. There's no map, and you can be in a lot of samey looking areas sometimes. And get super effing lost. And I know that is a Souls-like quality.
With your Metroidvanias too, but
I don't need markers and arrows. Just give me a map that says, oh, you're in the general region. Like, it's really hard to know whether I've been there or not.
Yeah.
And I kind of hate that. But that's really the only thing. The other thing is the music I don't think is that great. It's okay. I don't think it matches as well as I'd like it to. It's just weird ambient, weird music. I don't know. It's not my favorite, but my pros.
I've come across that a lot lately. The last, I don't know, three or four games we've played. Don't say it, absolutely the last three or four games, but I've noticed that a number of games I've played recently seem to have just music. Just it's fine. It's fine.
So I've had a mix.
Doesn't elevate the work.
I've had some that have elevated the work, and some have not. This didn't really elevate the work. Not that it needs it much, but.
Right.
But Proteus, their soundtrack for Proteus is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one? Oh, and this MMO I'm playing has amazing, ancient Chinese inspired stuff. It's so good. Oh my gosh. I'm so impressed by how good that sounds.
I'm looking for my Spotify playlist now. Ancient Chinese
secret.
Something.
Yeah. Look at this Proteus soundtrack. I'm playing a little bit. Hold on. Why won't it play? Okay. This is nice. So good,
dude.
That's on Spotify.
Got some headphones on. You're gaming.
Oh yeah, it's really good. That Proteus game is amazing. Have we talked about that here, or didn't we?
I don't think we have.
Dude, Proteus is awesome.
How do you even spell Proteus? I don't even think I even know what Proteus is.
Proteus. It's available on Game Pass. It's technically in early access, so they call it preview there on Steam. It just says
I haven't seen this at all. Why are you hiding this from me?
This is the coolest Doom-like thing you've seen in years. It's so rad. Oh my gosh.
It just came out end of 2020.
Yeah, it's still in early access, but it's out.
But still.
Yeah, you should play it. It's awesome. It feels done to me.
It's on Game Pass?
Yeah.
Son of a butthole.
Yeah, get in there.
I don't have time to do everything.
Game Pass PC, not on Xbox, but yeah. It's really, really cool, dude. I've not been able to quit once I turn it on. It's very good. Anyway.
It's hard to quit when you
turn it on. And that music. Just listen. This goes right up your butt. Tell me that doesn't make you want to just go shoot stuff. Oh,
it's so it good. Does. And that can be a bad thing, but not when it comes to video games.
Yeah, not people.
It's a good thing.
Not people. Yeah. Or even animals. Just the video
games. No, just crows.
Just crows. Anyway, I think it's really cool. Pro, like I said, graphics and style, really tight gameplay and control. I would use a controller 100%. Although I did have some bugs with the controller, and I think they're patching it. But certain PCs are having issues recognizing any controller they try to plug in, which is not what you want, because this game is definitely optimized for a controller. But I forgot it to work finally, and it was fine. I streamed a bunch of this as well.
Is the air kind of dual stick shooter kind of?
No, because you don't really. It's more Zelda control.
Point and shoot. Yeah,
it's like Zelda control. That's what it reminds me of.
Okay. Are you fighting a genie? Is that Orko?
It's not Orko, but it's an Orko-like mob you have to fight, and they suck. They piss me off. Let's see. I'd say it's not easy, but not impossible. That's the right balance. The crow is awesome, and I'm going to give it 9 magic crow swords out of 10.
Wow, that is high praise.
Yeah, it's one of the best games I've played this year. It's really, really neat. I need to finish it. I'm not done, but I think this is one I'm going to finish.
Yeah, and, this is like a finisher.
It's a pretty nifty package. All right, Brian, I'm going to now ask that you tell us all about the little... Oh, and again, that game is Death's Door, okay? Death's Door. And we'll repeat these again in the end of Brian's. Imagine Earth, Brian. This is one I've had my eye on, so I'm hoping you liked it.
Imagine Earth. The developer sent me a game code to play this.
Bastard.
Serious Brothers. Oh, what happened?
Yeah, you're a bastard. I'm teasing.
What's that? I'm a bastard. Oh, because I got the code. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. So what are we doing here on Imagine Earth? Well, you're going to imagine some new planets, because this is the future, and we're in sci-fi land, and we're doing a little strategy of planning. We are playing as a colony manager.
Yeah.
And we're working for a corporation, but Brian, does that make us the bad guys? I don't want to be the bad guy.
Yeah, what does that make us, and why are our mouths moving so weirdly?
So this game art style, you're going to be like me probably. I'm going to say that one of the things that was kind of hard for me to get past is my American sensibilities in a European looking design, maybe with the more of a European style. Mm. I've had some, but it's fine. It's fine. You get over it pretty quick. But this is also a small dev team. I think there's a 2 dev. I think the Serious Brothers are maybe just 2 people. I don't know. I think actually there's a lady that made some of this stuff. I don't even know. What's that?
Something about the way their lips move.
Their lips are amazing, because it's like this. Everything on their face is stone cold solid.
Yeah.
And then they got these mouths that move. But don't worry, you can get past that.
I don't.
This is not about watching a lady speak. This is about 4X gameplay.
Yeah.
Where you're gonna explore, you know, exploit. What are the other 2 X's?
Explore, exploit, exterminate, and expire. No,
exorcism.
Exercise. I don't remember the other 4. So this is an actual 4X. Is that what you're telling me? That's what this
is? Yeah, it's a 4X.
Oh, well, shit, I'm going to play this.
Yes, yeah, it's a colony manager, and there's some interesting things going on here. Not you don't use your little, you know, use like in these strategy type of games, you'll have a hex. Mm-hmm. All the grids are made out of hexes. These are made out of triangles, and that's important because the gameplay in this is not quite what I'm used to in most of my 4X strategy games. Mm-hmm. It's a little more pulled back. Is simpler, it's easier to get into because you are working with 3 sides instead of more sides than that. So the influence of placing something in a location only have to take in consideration 3 sides.
Oh, exploit. Sorry, someone cleared it up in the chat. Nate Arcade, explore, expand, exploit, exterminate in that order. All right. Sorry.
That's right.
Continue on.
Those don't start with X, but they have X in them. All right.
yeah, you know, that's funny because they all have E's. It's all right. E.
You'll start with the, it's a, you know, 4E game.
Yeah, no one ever says 4E game. Anyway.
Right.
I love the look confused. Of this. Holy crap. I love the look.
Yeah. If you can get past, if you could just move that character out of the way and just get to the planet, because this, what's really cool about this is the, I love the aesthetic of you get little planets instead of like flat land, because planets are round, Scott. I know flat earther, but they're round, and you spin these worlds around to get to the location of the resources, and you're managing several colonies on these planets. I'm playing through the campaign here, but the game is really trying to get you through the campaign because it's really just a tutorial. What they really want you to do is play the sandbox, the endless game part of it, which is just not as much direction. You just kind of have to make your decisions.
That's
on about
my favorite
impact.
Way to play, man. That's how I likes it.
I do too. But not when I'm learning. When I'm learning, it's like, I'm going to need some, you're going to need to put up those bumpers for me. And
yeah, you need help that me lady. A little bit. You got to have that lady in her mouth. Look at that thing.
Lady in that mouth. You also have the boss who shows up. His name literally is the boss. He introduces himself as the boss, and he comes down. And he's like, okay, I need you to do certain things.
Yeah.
Now, of course, part of this game is increasing your population because you need tax money to continue with your expansion, your exploration. And so you're going to be doing a lot of that, trying to please the colonist and make them happy. So you got to do that by collecting resources, and you got to have multiple types of resources. And you're talking about resources like you would expect on a planet, you know, like wood, stone, gold, magic pumpkins. What? Magic pumpkins.
Magic Some pumpkins. Kind of
magic pumpkins, actually, they're called nitro pumpkins or something, and you'll need those later on.
Okay.
Because you got to be blowing up some mountains. You're going to be doing some demolition.
Sure.
Some demolition in this game.
Yeah, I like demolition. And
so far what I like, I really like, I liked this, the unique visual perspective of it. These are the pros.
Yeah.
I like the fact that you can spin these little planets around, and I used a controller. You can use a keyboard and mouse. Yeah. I tried it for a few minutes, the keyboard and mouse. I enjoyed it, and it actually had probably better control than the controller, but I was feeling kind of lazy, and I just wanted to kind of kick back.
Yeah.
This is on the Xbox, by the way.
Oh, you're playing it on console. Code. Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. I also got it on the PC because it's on the, you know, you can install it either way. If you purchase it from one place, you can get access to it.
I'm putting it up on the chat so they are up on the screen so they can see where I was declined for this. I was declined.
No, I see that. Oh, no, you did request both Steam and Xbox.
I requested both. I always get whatever platforms I have. And as you can see, as you can see over here to the right, that big button there,
declined. Serious bros, come on.
That's fine.
Be cool,
hey,
bro.
Hey, one of us got it. The Boop Show got it. That's what matters. It's fine.
Boop Show got it. And I enjoyed it, and I will recommend it. Like I said, unique visual perspective. I love that. Lots of choices are left up to the player. Now, when you're in campaign mode, of course, you've got to follow the tutorial. The first planet you're on is called Tuto. How clever. And you'll have to follow, you know, each little step of the way. But then after that, you're just open and you get a chance to make lots of mistakes. What makes this game unique is in its choices is the fact that this is an eco-minded modern game. So you have to consider the efficiency of what you're producing versus the impact it's going to have on the environment, because those come back to you to haunt you in global warming, which impacts production, and also impacts sea levels, which can, if you got like some buildings that are on the coast, it can increase natural disasters that happen, that it will, you know, slow progress down. It's not in your face.
Dirty hippies.
Right. It's not in your face. Now, at first, I was like, oh, great. When I first saw it come up, I was like, oh, great. Okay. Here comes the sermon.
No, I don't mind.
Earth.
You know, like, I actually like this in these games because in 4Xs in general, I like when there's like impacts to stupid know, stuff that you
there's
do that
cost.
Would have an impact. There's a cost to things. Yeah. So, whatever that is, if
there's
it's an economic cost, if it's a lives cost, or if it's a cost on the environment, you should represent it. I like it.
Right. So if you're into fake news, flat planets, and no global warming, this game is going to piss you off. But if you know, if you're a person who's
those
who
people
all these
shouldn't exist. Those people are so dumb that they shouldn't be allowed near a mouse or a keyboard anyway. So we don't even have to address those dingbats. They can all go jump in a lake and wish it was flat. F those guys. All right, keep talking.
Right.
You're good.
All right. So- But I really enjoyed that part because you can actually you can clean areas manually, or you can improve your technology. There's a lot of technology improvements here. You got to research, and you have to, since this is corporate based, you have to do licensing. Do you have to actually worry about creating patents on certain technology or not being able to use certain patents until you get the rights for those patents?
And you can do tons of planets, right? You're never stuck with a single planet. You're jumping around. No,
now, yeah. So I think there's 9 planets and they're procedurally generated. I think if you're in the endless game, yeah, and maybe even the campaign.
Hold on. Let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one says, so it's, there is no end if you're doing the endless game. You just play as many.
Right.
Long right. As you
and
want.
There's a competition too. So you can play up. I think you can, I didn't do this part of it yet. I've mostly invested most of my time in the campaign and a little bit of the endless game. But the competition, you can actually play against an AI, and you'll have competing corporations who will be competing for resources. And there's an expansion as you go along. You'll expand your area. You can do it a tile at a time, or you can set down another colony, and that'll take up a certain, you know, area of space. And of course, you have to make sure all that stuff is working out far as people are being happy, managing the happiness, the quality of life for your citizens. And also there'll be trade, like space trade, people coming down and trading for the goods you have. I like how they've handled the economy in it, because there's a lot of times when I've made a mistake and I've placed, I've placed something industrial near like a living place, and yeah, there's a lot of pollution going on and people are unhappy. They don't penalize you a lot for relocation. So there's relocation, and that's where I did a lot of that stuff, because you may place everything down and say, oh, I made some bad decisions, and then you can relocate them, and the cost is pretty inexpensive compared to the amount of taxes you're getting.
Sure.
Coming in most of the time. So I've been pretty satisfied with that. I was worried that they were going to be like, ping me every time. Some games do that. It's like, oh, you want to relocate? Nope.
Yeah.
That bad decision you made in early game, locked in, baby.
Yeah.
This planet's trash.
No kidding.
But yeah.
I'm going to get this. I'm buying this now.
I like it. Be aware, these characters are freaky. I don't know if you're seeing this guy on the screen right now, but that's one of your scientist guys, and he's like, he's explaining stuff to you, and these guys will give you nightmares.
Yeah, well, that's fine with me. Now, he seems like a psycho, but I'll deal with him. I this is so up my alley. Everything you've described, I'm annoyed that I took this long to pick this up. This looks like my kind of game, 100%.
I like it. Now, cons are speeding up. There's 3 levels of speed up, so you want to speed up production, you just hit the little in-game clock timer.
Yeah.
It's a little difficult to get to, and it's kind of clunky, and there's only 3 levels I could use with a little more control, because I like bouncing in and out of things. And
yeah,
it's
the
like,
shortcut key for that, or is it all but mouse buttons? Is there another way to
do it? Yeah. On the controller, you have to do some trickery, but on the
on
PC's the keyboard, it's all mapped.
I think I'll probably get this on Steam, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I would either get it on Steam, like they got it in the store, and if you get it in the store, you'll have the option to play it on your PC or on your Xbox.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
By what store? Oh, on the Microsoft
store.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
hold on. If I buy it on the Microsoft PC store, that'll let me also play it on the Xbox?
Will it work the other way? I got it for the Xbox. Let me play it on the PC.
No way! Why wouldn't I do that?
I don't know why you wouldn't do that. That would be insane.
I think I'm going to do that.
Now, the one thing I will say, gave some pros. I'm going to give you some cons real quick.
All right.
Like I just said, that speeding up thing, that could be do some better.
Yeah,
the aesthetics thing, that's kind of a personal thing. That's not necessarily something that they need to work on.
Yeah.
It's a con for me.
Yeah.
And a little less confusion on the upgrade pass, like some of the technology or research is kind of confusing. Mm. I'm like, I don't quite understand it, but maybe once I get it. But they tutorialized everything else, but that part seemed a little bit vague, and maybe I'll get it eventually. But I just felt like I was like, I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm just clicking on stuff.
Now, before you give me a full score, I got to share this. Nate Arcade in the chat says these character models are like reverse ventriloquists. Nailed it, dude. Nailed it.
Yeah. I can see that.
It's like real mouth and lips, and then the rest of the body is made out of wood. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's weird, yeah. but some people, it's not important, because mostly the planet looks amazing. I will say one more thing, but it's just a general complaint about a lot of these games. I always, if you just have a building that is being constructed and it slowly comes up out of the ground, I don't like it, especially if it looks like you're just passing a 3D model through another 3D model. I just
You'd like a little more detail there. I get it.
Yeah, that doesn't please me. That makes my quality of life kind of poor. Yeah. Now, as much as I praise this game, I still feel like it's got a lot of flaws in little certain areas. And as well as an early access for 7 years, and they're still working on it. Damn. Yeah, I think it was just a 2-dev team, if I'm not mistaken. I'll have to go back and verify
Moses.
That.
Holy Moses! Yeah,
yeah. I think that was how it was. It definitely takes more than 12 hours to beat. You can buy it pretty much at most of the locations for about $25. Not bad for an indie game with this much gameplay.
Yeah, much involved with it. Looks like
right.
What's your score?
My score, so with all that consideration, I'm going to give it 7 ugly characters out of 10 environmental impacts. It almost felt like I didn't want to do a half score. It's in the 7 range. It's not like a flat 7, but it's in that 7.
Seven's an okay place to be. It's not bad.
Not bad. Yeah.
I've seen worse.
It's not bad.
All right.
Oh, yeah. But there are cross saves and stuff. I had no trouble getting to my saves. Between my Xbox and my PC, pop back and forth.
Well, I think I'm in. I think I'm going to get it. All right, so there's that. Again, that game is Imagine Earth. Mine was called Death's Door, and they're two very different games this week. But hopefully, people will enjoy those. We also put them up on the Boop website. Also has show notes, so you'll know what games we talked about if you're curious about that. All right. Let's play this.
It's me, Mario.
It's time to play a game of our own. It's called Guess Our Game, or Guess My Game. And that game's a game that's old, and we play some sound, and we try to guess each other's games. I'm going to start this time, Brian. Your hint is it's in 2011, and your secondary hint is the 360 got this game, and it was the most popular version of the game. It came out on everything eventually, but it was the most popular there. That'll give you a hint.
360, you say?
Yes, the Xbox 360. You may be familiar with it. Here it is. I've seen the sound. Oh, you have? You owned it, I think. All right, here
we go. I had one, too.
Where is it? Oh, we forgot to play our sound earlier. That's okay. Let's do this first. Okay, here you go.
Look what I found.
Don't touch it, man. He'll kill you. How long till the boss gets here?
He'll be here.
Is he here too?
And why would he come here? You guys just need to chill the hell out. What the hell?
Sorry to disappoint you, boys. It's just a little old me.
All right.
Wait, is that Arkham Asylum or Batman or something? Is that Harley Quinn?
Was
that
who that was? So close.
Was it Harley Quinn I was hearing though?
No, not Harley Quinn, but you're very close.
Batman?
Very close. Well, that's the part you're close with. There's a fuller name to this game.
That is such a Batman game. You can just hear it in the dialogue. And then that was such a Harley Quinn voice. Yeah. Was it Poison Ivy then?
Nope. Oh. I'll tell you who that was. It was Catwoman.
Catwoman. It was 2011, yeah. Xbox, and it was the best version that you say.
At the time, it reviewed the best.
Right.
And then I think it may have hit that, and they may have gotten some kind of early exclusivity that popped there first and then hit PS3 and PC and stuff later. PC way
just,
later.
Why am I blanking on it? Is it not just Arkham? Batman Arkham?
Arkham something.
Arkham Knights.
Nope. That's Arkham. 2015 was Arkham Knights.
Arkham, Arkham Insanity. Arkham of the Lands of
None of those are
beef.
Right. Are you ready?
I can't quite nail it. Go ahead.
It's just kidding. It's Arkham City.
Arkham City.
Yeah, that one that really blew it out and became more open than Asylum was.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I couldn't think of a stupid name, though.
Yeah, Arkham City. It's a tricky name to remember. Between that and Knights came Origins, which was not very good, and it was a different team. And then Knights came out, and that was the one with the car, and it was awesome. I love Knights.
What was that one Batman game they never could quite nailed down that was all like Suicide Squad-ish with like
they're still working on it.
Batman.
The Titans one?
Still?
Or not Titans, the Knights of Gotham.
Something? No, this is a weird goofy one. Let me take a look, see if I can
I'm gonna look up Batman video games because now I don't know. All right, there's a list of Batman.
Okay. It was like straight from WB. It was something weird. It was like some kind of weird offshoot thing.
It wasn't Origins, right? Something else?
No, I don't think it was
Origins. Justice Unbalanced. What the hell's this game? 2003's Justice Unbalanced. Good Lord,
there's a lot of Batman games. Oh, Imposters. That's it. Gotham City Imposters.
Oh.
They could never nail that. They could never get that game to where it needed to be, but it was such an interesting concept.
The team-based shooter thing, and you could be like on the Joker team or the...
Yes.
They had different themed teams. That was cool.
Yeah, but it's free to play now.
They couldn't get it. Is it out? Is it a thing I could play?
Oh, yeah, it's out. It's on Steam right now. It's free to play. You can, of course, buy some DLC content, but I just remember I played it several times, and it just was never ready, and maybe they finally... fixed it.
Give me that name again. Gotham what? Gotham Imposters.
Gotham City Imposters. I'll throw a link in the
That's still a game you can play. Discord. Wow.
Apparently so.
2012. Oh, it looks in the bad Discord now. Ugh.
Yes. Ugh. And I remember it had like so many gameplay issues was the problem. Graphics is constantly crashing. But like I said, that was back in the day. So it looks like it finally must have done something because it's got very positive reviews eventually. So
yeah. Hmm. There's a lot of talk about how there aren't enough players, but it's a 2012 game. I mean, geez.
Yeah, you can't complain about that.
I might try that just to see how it held up.
Right.
Okay. Well, there's that. Brian, I'm going to play yours now. Let's see if I can figure this out.
Here we go. Let's see if I can remember what it was.
'99, right? I know this.
They brought it back in 2019.
2019.
Mm-hmm. But that's not what this. The audio is from the '99 version of
it. Is that Crash Bandicoot?
You're kind of close. It is a Crash thing.
Okay, Crash Team Racing.
There you go, CTR, baby.
Oh, yeah, I own that. I bought it on the Switch for cheap one day. It's great. It's actually a really good kart racer. Like, it's legitimately good. People always think of it as not Mario Kart, forget it, but that was actually a pretty good game. And the remaster is very good. It looks really nice. Yeah.
Yes.
Look at us with our almost you got it, but I got it for sure.
Good stuff.
You came close. You were close.
I came close. I just couldn't nail that city.
Yeah, it's that city, baby. Always get you with that city.
Too much city.
All right, look at this. We got an email from a listener. He sent it in. You doing Orcs Must Die next week? Is that true?
I was going to until you told me about those two titles that are coming on the Xbox Game Pass, and now I'm like, maybe I can wait another week for Orcs Must Die. Three.
I know. I can't believe there's a third one, but did you get a code for that too? I put in for one.
I haven't got a code for that yet, but I did put in a code for it, but I didn't put it in until yesterday. So I'm still holding out on that, but I really enjoyed the first and second one, especially the second one.
Well, I like the second one quite a bit as well. I'm not really, it's tower defense at its core. That's what that game is.
It is, but it doesn't always feel like that.
It can feel, I will agree that it of that ilk, it's the one I hated the least. So we'll see if it does it for me. All right, here's an email from Will who says, regarding maddening music, and he doesn't mean Madden like the football player Madden. He says, or the coach, you know, John Madden. Anyway,
that guy.
Says, hey, Scott and Brian, quick email. Don't know if it'll be useful for the show, but what I'm about to describe makes me think your Guess My Game segment, or makes me think of it. I've been playing a lot of Pillars of Eternity 2 on Xbox Live. It's amazing, and I actually enjoy it more than Divinity, Original Sin 2 for some reason. Dude, I really like Pillars 2. I thought Pillars 2 was awesome, so I'm totally with you on this. And I actually played more of it than Divinity. Don't get mad at me, everybody. He says, the music that starts when the company logo screen comes up has been bugging the crap out of me. It sounds so much like something I couldn't quite remember until today when I realized it sounds like the start of Dark Castle, a game I played a ton as a kid. I said, link to the music below. I'll do that in a second.
Oh, good. I was going to say, do you have that? That's great.
I do. My question is, has there ever been a modern game where the music took you back to something from the earlier years? Thanks for all you do. Look forward to the trio of Frogpants Gaming shows, bookend my every week, as well as all the other shows, of course. Thanks, Will. Thank you, Will. Hold on here. Let's do this real quick. Magic Castle, right? Is that what he said?
Yeah, the Magic Castle. Yes. No, okay. Dark Castle. Dark Castle. Sorry. Magic Castle is in the kingdom.
Dark Castle. Shoot. Let me just find his email, because I didn't put the link in here and I meant to. So let me just do this real fast.
Dark Castle, a game from 1986.
Hold on to your buttholes. Okay, I found it. Here it is, a YouTube file. All right, I'm going to play this. Here we go. Hold on. Why isn't it working? Oh, I have to hit play. Okay, here we go. Okay, that's not working. That's just the bit. Okay, here we go.
I love
it. Oh, do you remember this game? I had it on my Mac.
Yes, that's the Mac version. There's a Sega Genesis version too, apparently.
Oh, that looks bad.
Sweet.
That game was great.
Look at the way he walks. It's hilarious.
It's pretty good, dude.
Yeah.
It is.
And he goes, yeah, when he picks shit up. Yeah. Here, listen to me picks this up down here.
I'm not Castlevania. Yeah.
Listen to me picks it up. This is great. Oh, he didn't do it. Go back over there. Wait. Dang it, I wanted to... Here, I'll just... That's right.
Hey, look, instead of bats, they've got rats.
Oh, that's great. Dude, games, video games, they're great.
Look at those freaking pitfall ropes that don't bend.
Right? That's what I'm saying, man. It's very cool. Thank you for that. That was really nice for you to share that. And we will hold it close to our hearts always.
I'll have to think about it. He kind of like gave us what he had, but he also asked the question, well, if we have any of those.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I've definitely had that feeling before, so I definitely know what's happened.
Well, I know one where it happened, and they never acknowledged it, but I still know that they did it on purpose, and I wish someone would just admit it. But it's a movie. So in the movie Mulan, not Mulan, sorry, Moana.
Oh, Moana.
Moana. So I'm watching that, and there's this scene where all the little coconut guys come wheeling up to their boat, and they're in these giant barges. They're hitting drums. They're all makeuped out. They have spears and everything. They're doing a riff on Mad Max Fury Road, for sure.
Interesting. Okay?
No question about it.
You would know if there was somebody who would know it.
There's no question about it. I mean, the movie came out 2 years later. They're absolutely riffing on it. And there's a moment during that where you hear just a tiny, tiny riff on the Junkie XL soundtrack from Fury Road. And they play it for just a second while those coconut guys are chasing them. And every time I hear it, I go, I perk up like a little tree boner.
Tree boner.
All right, I don't even know what that is, but I'm just saying, like, it's a hell of a thing, and you never forget it.
It is a hell of a thing.
I can't think of a game though, off the top of my head.
So. Not off the top of my head, but I've definitely had the feeling before, and I'll have to make note next time.
Yeah, we'll make notes next time. Notes. Me and Brian, we're doing notes. Okay. I think that's it for that. We are just about out of here. Big thanks for your emails. Send more in, please. Boopshow@gmail.com. Stick around till after the show because we're going to give away some stuff. Although that, I think that's Secret Neighbor and Stubbs are wrong, right? Didn't we already do those?
I thought we did two. Yeah, we probably copied those over. I do have that one game code.
Yeah. What was the one? City Pokin. Poking it in the city.
Poking it in the city. Just hang around. You'll get Poking in the City.
City Time Juniorville. What is that called? Oh my gosh, it's great. It's this really cool new game, and I forgot the name.
Right.
Anyway, we'll find it by the time we have the ending here, and we'll make sure you guys have a chance to win this code. So, chat room, that's for you. Stick around, will you? Because you'll get some free stuff. Okay. Brian, I think that's it. A reminder to all the fine folks out there that if they go to frogpants.com/BOOP, then they can find all the archives and everything to do with this show, of course. And boopshow@gmail.com for that email address, as I mentioned before. Follow us both on Twitch. Brian's at Brian Dunaway. You can find me at Scott Johnson, Frog Pants. That's /FrogPants/Brian Dunaway on twitch.tv. And we're, of course, at Boop Show on Twitter. Brian, is there anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah. I just learned there's an app that takes your Twitch clips and turns them into Vines with very little effort. And so I'm going to start Vine. TikTok. Did I say Vine?
TikTok.
You meant TikTok.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Find me that. I want to use it. Zoe Brings Bacon in the chat was talking about this, and I never got what the name of it was. So I'm in.
Yeah, it's like Clip Clopper or something stupid. Clip-clopper. I just called TikTok Vine, so you know, whatever. I'm not trustworthy.
Listen, we've been around the block. We've seen all these services come and go. It's fine. It's totally fine.
It's fine.
All right. Excellent. I'm going to play with that later as well. Thank you all for listening. Please be safe. Play lots of games. Be good to each other. And we'll see you next time. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I don't like Steam.
I love Steam.